Har ye, I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Dave, what's up, man? It's Giggles.
Dave and Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscles out. Giggles going all out.
You look good over there, buddy.
You're looking really good.
You're a little
good.
Hot. Turn yourself to...
Why don't you tell that to
actually, our producers. We got all our producers in studio today. And one of them is asking you a question while we're on the air. That's the best part of it all.
We got cameras. We got audio.
We got lights going on outside. So our guest, Joe Lapari, is a little late. But that's cool. We'll wait for
we'll
him.
We'll connect. And then when he gets here, we'll be like, oh, yeah. Listen, no, we, you know, we're ready for you.
We're ready. We're ready to rock it. We're ready to do it, too. So... You just got back from your vacation.
It's probably like my third vacation.
How many vacations do you go on?
It's my third or fourth this year.
And how many jobs do you have?
None.
None.
I won't take a job, but I will take a vacation.
You will.
That's how I roll.
That is how you
roll.
How
do I sound? Do I sound good?
You sound great. You sound great.
You look good. You
look real good.
So I'll let our listeners at home know right now.
Bring it to me.
Dave and Giggles, Sunday night, 9 to 10:30. This is when we do our show.
It is.
This is when we're here. We got special guests. We got musicians. Right now in studio... We got our two producers, actually an ex-producer and the current producer, Christos. So, ex-producer, I mean Ryan Airy of RyanAirey.com. But right now, he's man in the audio board. So
how you doing, Ryan?
Audio engineer tonight, guys.
Audio engineer. I like it.
I'm feeling good.
You're feeling good? I haven't seen you in a while. What's been going on?
I've been finishing up some projects. Started a new job.
Oh,
quit
yeah.
My old job. Started.
Quit his old job. What's the new job?
The new job is an editing gig and running a film program at a summer camp and being head of promotions for
it. So you're going to be around kids?
Yeah, for 3 months out of the year.
That is scary.
Yeah, stop it. Stop. Smile when you say that.
So listen, you just left this other job.
Yeah.
And this was the job that you tried to get me that I wouldn't take.
I recommended him. He interviewed. They were like,
That's
we really like your friend.
That's low.
And then he walked out. He walked away.
So I'm in there in the interview for this job. I walk in there. Balls blazing, balls out, because I don't care. I don't need this job.
You don't.
Yeah.
And I'm in there in the office with the CEO. I didn't come in there to make friends.
But balls are blazing around the children anyway.
That's so true. Turn them down a little bit.
This guy.
Yeah. So anyway, I know.
White.
We got to set you up with the better headphones, I guess. Go ahead. So you go in there, guns a-blazing, balls out, whatever you say you're doing.
I'm like, listen, I need this much a week. And I was like, so what do I, you know, what's the pay? And the guy was like, well, I'm really uncomfortable, you know, telling you this because... You know, you and Ryan are friends, and I don't want you to know how much he makes.
Ooh.
But I already knew what he makes, and I'm not going to say it on the air, but I was like, oh, okay.
Because he told you.
Because he told me. He's like, this is what you're going to get. And I was like,
was it the same?
I wouldn't clean toilets for that money.
Oh, that's a slap in the face.
Sorry, I was on a roll. I was going.
He was going. Wow.
No, actually, you know, it's a good job for the right person. And I wasn't the right person for that job. I would have been unhappy.
And only you would know that.
Yes.
Only you would know what makes you happy enough.
That's true.
So that's good.
That's true. But thank you for the recommendation.
No problem.
I hope they got the space filled. Speaking of spaces filled, how's your ex-girlfriend doing?
Snap! How's your fiance doing?
Hey,
not here tonight.
Not here tonight, which means
boys'
night.
Boys' night.
Right now we have five dudes.
Now's
in the studio.
The night we need boob darts.
It's true. It's true. But I think we might have to do.
What's that?
Christos, we might turn the computer down in the other room, please. I'm just going to order
just
Christos
order people around tonight. You're hilarious.
Well, because I'm hearing the echo coming in.
I know you are.
Room.
I know you got spit stage because you're like jamming all over the place. You need to calm down. Bring it down a little bit. You're all jammed up. First of all, if you want to call us, 646-915-9228. I think we got our.
He just walks in.
Just walking in. I like it. Our visitor Joe just came in. Joe, come in. Make yourself at home.
I will.
Grab a beer.
Take your time. The bathroom's right there if you got to go.
Right there. This is the microphone that you will be at. You got your laptop. Everything is cool. We will rape you.
We will,
but it's cool
in the butt.
Just stoned enough. You might be able to overpower me.
Nice.
5-on-1.
Yeah, just let it happen.
Let it happen.
Let it roll. We got a good show. Can we tell
a bunch of guys in the studio?
Six dudes in the studio. We're going to.
Five.
Yeah, I got a partial, you know.
Unless you're talking
the cat. The cat is sitting down. He's on the sixth chair.
It's fat.
Joe Lapari. Nice to meet you, buddy. How you doing?
Well.
Take your time getting in. Take your time. This is.
How are you? Yeah.
All right. So here we are. Start of the show. We got an hour and a half ahead of us of good times. And
lots to talk about.
What's been going on? So you went to Colorado. What were you doing over there?
A little family vacation.
So whose family?
My family.
Your family?
Yeah.
Your family was there?
Yeah.
Interesting.
No. Went out, hung out with the in-laws. Without the fiance.
The future in-laws.
The future in-laws.
The future in-laws.
Future in-laws. So I'm not.
You never know. She might pull the plug.
She could. She could. It's possible.
I wouldn't doubt it. I would not doubt it.
It's possible.
So how was hanging out with the in-laws? Did your parents meet her parents?
Yeah.
How was that?
Well, my parent.
Your dad. Dad's club.
Thanks.
Dad's club. I didn't know he died. I didn't know.
You
I
forgot.
No. No,
he's always there. He's always there with me. You know, he's right there. But we're cool. We talked, and we talked about wedding plans, and it's interesting, this whole wedding business, because there's people that people are always saying, oh, well, you should invite this person. They're probably not going to show up, and you might not want them there, but they'll give you gifts. And I was like, you know what? I think
that's a low blow.
That's a low blow. I was like, I don't really buy that. Why not just not invite them, and I don't want to get their gifts if I don't want them to be there?
Odds are, if you don't want to invite them, they're probably the type of person gives shitty gifts anyway.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah.
They do give shitty gifts.
Yeah.
But how many people are you going to...
Who
wants a crappy candle?
Yeah. Am I allowed to curse?
A crappy candle. You are.
Kirsten's cool.
Kirsten's cool. This is not NPR, so you can curse all you want.
It's not. I discourage it. We have a swear jar. Just because we might have some young listeners.
Young listeners. Well, we're on a XL channel on whatever broadcast we go out on, so we're cool.
Yeah.
Explicit language.
We're good?
Yeah. So listen.
I could try and tone it down.
No, you could keep it as high as you want.
Keep it high. Wow. This guy's been known to mouth off.
Yeah, let me give a little introduction. All right, give a little introduction. You watched the video like and everything.
No challenges.
All right. So first of all, actually, I want to say thanks. He's not listening. He just texted me to Jailhouse Joe, who hooked us up with Joe coming in here and being our special guest.
This guy's one of Jailhouse's friends?
One of Jailhouse's friends.
Get him out of here.
So this is actually really funny. Before we go into the introduction of
Jailhouse.
Jailhouse
what
Joe.
What kind of company do I keep?
Yeah, not good company, my friend. Not good company. So the other day, I was working, and I was supposed to meet up with Jailhouse at a party, but I worked too late, and I never made it. So I took the train home. This is at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Took the train home. The subway car next to me erupts in violent rage, and everyone starts fighting, right? So as everyone is fighting and getting crazy and rowdy and whatnot, the doors are opening and closing because they're standing in the door, and then you hear them coming on the speaker, get out of the fucking doors. You know, like the people on the overhead, like, get out of the doors. And they keep fighting. And then eventually the train conductor goes, well, you're going to have to find another way home. Trains have been suspended. Cops are on their way. So I'm like, fuck. I'm like 5 stops away from home, which is like a good 2-mile walk. So I get out of the subway, and who do I see walking towards me?
Scraps?
No. Jailhouse Joe. And he looks drunk, and he's kind of wobbling. And he doesn't see me until he gets right in front of me. And I go, boo! And he goes, oh, shit!
Was this, like, Friday, April 8th?
Yes. No, this was like this past Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So...
Shit.
All right, so go
really quick. Well, really quick subway story, and then we'll get back to Joe. I want to give an intro. guy on his on the subway shit himself.
Subway.
People were.
How does this lead to me? So this guy on the subway shits himself. Joe.
So this guy, he's got his pants down. He's got a slice of American cheese.
Wait, those pants down?
Pants down. Slice of American cheese.
Does he have anything on underneath?
Yeah, he's got underwear. White tighty whities that were shit stained, and people were just leaving out of the way, and I was like, that gets me back to the smell law. If you have a bad smell, if you're shitting yourself, or if you've got too much perfume on, or you're puked all over yourself, it should be illegal.
You've never
proposition
yourself?
Number 5.
Yeah, I've got a great nose. That's one of my best senses. It's true. All right, listen. I don't want to hold off anymore.
Maybe next show. Look at the pits are going. Show. Why don't we do a blind smell test? If you say your nose is so great, we'll do a blind smell
Hands
test.
Hands down, I got the better nose out of anybody here. And
right,
any person
next week it's on. Next week it's on. We're doing a smell test.
Speaking of on, Joe
might
Lepari.
Have to smell shit.
I want to get into this guy. I don't know much about him. I did a little research on him. I sent a link. But I don't want to say your claim to fame, but you've been on NPR, and now you're on Dave and Giggles. So I think that sort of sets us at the same bar. I think that's kind of a...
Sets a bar.
So you were on NPR, and for, I don't really... The whole iPad, I don't want to get into it.
Keep going.
So you said something on Facebook that was like,
well, why you know, don't, before you get into that, like, I would actually rather hear the story coming from John.
From him.
And
that's a good idea.
The thing, if it's up to you if you want to tell it. I'm sure you've told it 4 million times. But if you want to tell it again, you're more than welcome, or we could just do a run-through about it.
Or you could talk about your week.
I would like to hear about the story coming from your personal, and it's not have that, NPR, like, blandness to it. I'd like to hear, like, the actual,
they
like...
They did cut out all of my funniest lines.
Yeah, that's what I'd imagine.
I'm a little upset.
Dave and Giggles want to hear them.
Yeah, so also, I also want to we'll talk about, because you were also in the military.
I was.
Right? So you were,
I didn't buy these pants.
You did not buy them. They were given to you. So you were a sniper?
No, I was an expert marksman. I wasn't a sniper.
So what was your job in that expert marksman?
Well, it wasn't really like, you just have to qualify. You know, every soldier has to shoot. You get 40 targets, and I hit 40 out of 40.
Nice.
So I did well.
Yeah. Sweet.
My worst was like 36, nice. I think. Yeah. I was.
What was the distance?
Well, they vary from 25 meters to 300 meters. So from like... I don't know how that works with yards, like 50 yards to like 600.
That's pretty far.
Now, can we ask?
50, I forget good. How it works.
Unless you signed like an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, throwing out some acronyms there. What was the reason for you leaving the military?
Oh, I hurt my knee. It was nothing bad.
Oh, okay.
I kind of liked the Army a little.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I got my share of trouble.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah.
What kind of trouble do guys get into in the Army or in the military?
I mean, mostly just do, like, push-ups and stuff. Like, they just, like, kind of scold you and do, you know.
That's like the discipline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are, like, the
what kind of trouble do you get into?
Just, like...
It's just, like, you ever see Stripes? And, like, yeah. I always say that that's the closest. I say that's the... Of all the movies made about military life, I think Stripes is the one that at least somewhat resembles my experience.
Who was your big toe?
Well, Drill Sergeant Tucker, I guess, was the big toe because he was the D-bag drill sergeant. He's the one, like, if you go on, like, my Facebook page, I have a picture. We stole his hat.
Oh, nice.
And I was the only one that didn't get in trouble because when we all took pictures, I was smart enough to seal it in an envelope, address it, and put a stamp on it because they can't, like, open your mailer. So that's where I hid all my, like, fun photographs and stuff like that.
So that's the only thing they can't touch.
Yeah, because it's federal.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I was the king of sham. I got away with everything.
Yeah. What was the biggest thing you got away with?
Well, just small stuff. Like, I was selling, like, candy bars and stuff in the barracks.
So you were,
during
the guy in jail who had, like, all the
connections. I had the contraband, yeah.
He looks like it.
I was that guy. I'm from Jersey, you know? Like, I found a way to make $5, $10. I know Jailhouse Joe.
How much money you make...
I don't, you know, like, not a lot.
No.
But I was, like, charging, like, $5 for a Snickers bar, you know, like.
That's all right, this is what I want to know. Chicks in the military, all right? Like, in the military, you're surrounded by a bunch of dudes, you know. There's women, too. But those chicks, do they all get, like, hit on by that? Like, it's like, oh, well, that chick's, like, okay, you know?
Plus, wherever you go, like, every base is on, like, a small town somewhere. And every chick in that small town, like... The army guys, they're ticket out of there.
Yeah, that's true.
They're looking to get married.
They're looking to get married, have a kid, and then they're set for life.
Boom, So it wasn't hard to meet women around town.
So are you comparing, like, some of our small, you know, drill sergeant-y and like, Midland, Texas to, say, like, Laos, you know, where they're just, you show up and they're just, oh, look, a white guy.
Well, having never been to Laos, I'm not really sure. And in Texas, I don't know if the white guy would be the rarity. I think they, you know, I think the brown guys would be a little more exotic. And
well, it's like a gay dude in Fleet Week. You know, gay dudes, and like, it's Fleet Week, it's Fleet Week. You know, they're like, they're happy. I mean, it's big dudes.
They're going down to meet some.
They're going down to the sailors down at the Intrepid, and there's just, you know, lots of dudes
in tight
white uniforms. Just
one of them might be willing to make a bad decision.
Yeah, you know,
exactly. One of them may have had enough beers to have a crazy weekend in New York City
and get blown by a guy, and you're all set.
You never know.
All right, Army talk. We're going to shoot them at you. We're going to shoot them like bullets, rapid fire. Don't ask, don't tell. Did you have any gay dudes in your barracks? What was that? What was that all like?
It's a question he always wants to know about.
And we're asking him, please tell.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, nobody that was openly, but there were guys that were suspect, you know, like, without, you know.
But you guys would beat the shit out of them, right?
No, I mean, there were some guys, like, me, not so much. Like, I'm from around here, you know, like, I have a gay cousin.
I got a black friend.
Same thing. But, like, yeah, no. I don't hate on the gays. No. I like the gays.
Yeah,
I like the gays.
I think they're good folks.
Yeah, they are good folks. We are good folks. Dave and Giggles do like the gays. We had a gay dude on a few weeks ago.
You sound like you're getting aggressive against the gays.
He gets aggressive because he's jealous of them.
Should I call like somebody? Is there a hate group I should call?
Who would you call?
Like, I think people should listen to the Dave and Giggles show. I feel like they have some complaints.
Making a laugh. Look at him.
That's what they call the giggles.
Yeah, that's right. They call it giggles.
He's a snorter too. It's gonna be fun.
The first person I want to ask, what did you think about the royal wedding?
I don't care. I didn't watch that shit.
Who cares? Nobody cares.
All right, here's the only thing.
She has a tight ass. Like, good for her.
She's pretty hot. Her sister, I think, is hotter.
I didn't see your sister.
I only saw a picture of her sister's backside. But
that's all it took.
I liked
it. That's all it took.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know if you could do anything but hate fuck a girl named Pippa. I mean,
oh, seriously. Yeah, that's right. Her name's Pippa.
I think it's kind of hot. I like foreign chicks with weird names.
Pippa. Come on,
how
Pippa.
How foreign are you really if you're British? You know,
well,
you're foreign.
It's kind of foreign, yeah.
I mean, that exotic thing goes away when...
Well, once she gets braces, it's probably going to be helpful. All
right. Round the table, worst girl's name.
Is that racist or prejudice? Like, what's the difference? Name.
Dilda.
Dilda?
That would be the worst woman's name I could ever imagine.
But I want to know a girl that kind of like sounds like she'd scold you, like she'd break your heart, you know, cheat on you and dump on you. Like,
give it to me. You got something in mind.
I was thinking, like, I always hated, like, Rebecca's. I thought Rebecca's were bitches.
Rebecca's?
Yeah, they bring out your inner Ike Turner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rebecca's?
Rebecca.
Hates them. Jesus. So... After the military, just let him sit. Here's actually one question that the one question that I had for the royal wedding. You have the power of the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
You can pretty much invite anyone you want. If you can bring one band to the royal wedding to play at your wedding, what band would it be?
Wait a second. This is a weird question. He's being married in the royal wedding.
Am I a prince?
He's planning the royal wedding.
Just say
so
you're
he's
William.
Prince. What is it? William or Harry?
William.
Which is the
William.
One that just got married.
William.
Throckmorton, I think, actually.
Throckmorton.
I think I'd like to be
Duke
Prince Leroy.
Throckmorton to you.
You
sir.
Would be a good Prince Leroy.
Don't be giving princehood to a duke. You get shot in certain places for doing stuff.
Randolph
like that.
Or Mortimer.
One band.
One band. You can invite one band to play at the royal wedding.
Gwar.
Nice. Very nice.
Just to fuck with them.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Gwar. Have them full metal makeup too and everything. Yeah.
Totally.
Nice.
And your guests are like, really? What? Really?
Guests.
Gwar.
Guests get there and everybody hands them a poncho and they're like, what are these for?
just you wait.
Just wait. You might get blood on you.
Or some type of excrement.
Weird excrement liquid. Yeah, exactly.
Gwar.
So, like I was saying, after the military, you decided... that you wanted to get into comedy.
Yeah.
So stand-up. Were you into stand-up your whole life, or is that just something that...
I was always into being a D-bag. Like, I always liked that. I did say I'm from New Jersey.
That's true. That is kind of a D-bag-ish kind of feel.
I don't know. No, I don't... I always liked comedy. I got into comedy kind of, like, on accident. Yeah.
It seems to be the case. A lot of dudes get into comedy because somebody's like, oh, listen, you should be a stand-up comic. And they think about it, and they do it, and they're not, like, worried about it. And they just blow them out of the water. They're good.
Yeah.
Or they bomb miserably.
Or they bomb. Have you ever bombed?
Well, everyone bombs.
Everyone bombs.
Gotta bomb.
Good heckler story.
Nothing's worse than bombing, like, a minute into, like, a 20-minute...
and then just falling
just
flat.
Just like, oh, man, like...
What was the worst criticism you got, like, from, like, people in the audience or anything?
I don't know. What does that mean? Like
heckle.
I don't know. I don't really hate on hecklers. Because hecklers are just people that want to get involved. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
no. But I did notice
they think they're helping most of the time.
Watching a lot of your stand-up is that you're very communicative with the audience. Yeah, I watched all the stuff that was online, all on your Vimeo stuff and everything.
Cool.
But you're very just talkative with the crowd. Like you're actually open up.
They're
to
They're there to pay to have an event. Like why not give it to them?
So let them in on it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like have fun. Like, I don't really consider myself a stand-up comic. Like, I just tell stories.
Right.
I go up there and I, try to engage people and, tell them about some dumb thing that may have happened to me or may not have happened to me that I'm saying happened to me.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but could you tell us a story?
No.
No?
Now I'm on the spot. You can't say not
well,
to put you on
not
the spot.
Not to put you on the spot.
Because it's always followed with something that puts you on the spot.
Well, we will get into story.
It's I don't want to sound racist, but I hate black people.
It's true. So does he from Florida.
You and me both, buddy. You and me both.
I don't, but that's where the comedy came in.
Got me at a hole.
Jesus.
Got me at a hole.
hate
I don't hate black people. We're actually looking for a black guest. We've had one black guest on our show.
I get Cooper, my friend, he's a stand-up. He's funny.
Yeah, there you go.
We actually had...
Cooper's in my movie, Dream Job. Dream Job movie.
Oh, yeah, the movie. Yeah, we'll talk about
what's going on.
Plug it. Plug away.
So far, you can only find it on Facebook. I'm editing.
Okay.
But it's...
You and Joe. Freaking editing. Okay, sorry.
It's the hardest part. Jailhouse Joe is like a crazy person when it comes to editing.
Yes, he is. Speaking of Jailhouse Joe, real quick, the one time we did have a black person on the show...
I hope he's listening.
No, he's actually not. He's a dog drunk. But
gay camping with Scrap in his dog.
The one time we had a black person on our show, he was there, and we got him drunk, I'll say, and... We had the black guy who was on our show corner him and call him racist. And he got really, like, all freaked out and got up and left. He's like, I can't take this. I'm out of here.
Racist is the best, like, thing to call someone.
People don't want to be called racist.
No, they don't.
People freak out. And then there's no way to prove you're not racist, but people always try.
Yeah, once that's on.
I got a black friend. I got, like, my mom fucked a black guy once.
I swear.
And that doesn't bother me at all.
All right, speaking of fucking a black guy, Dream Job. Talk to me about it.
Okay. Well, there is a black guy, Cooper, who should come on the show. He's a funny guy.
I like
it. It's based on some of my old stand-up about, like, a guy, you know, we're getting what he thinks is his dream job to work for George Lucas, and things go awry.
So when is you going to finish shooting day?
We just finished shooting, I guess, April 9th, because Jailhouse Joe got drunk on April 8th and was late on April 9th.
I can see that. You can't give that kid alcohol.
It was kind of my fault, because I started him off with the drink, and we had some scotches, and he's like, I'm going to go hang out in Queens with my friends, and that's what made me think he came here, and had a fight on the subway. I was like, all right, man, go ahead.
Yeah, you can't give him alcohol. Disappeared.
He's like, you'll watch my camera? I was like, yeah, sure. Like, because it was still at you know, where we just shot. I was like, it'll be fine. He's like, boom, gone. Didn't see him again. Like, mid-conversation, he disappeared.
He's
like Batman.
Yeah, but like a really weird Batman.
And like a date rapey Batman.
Exactly. Very small date rapey Batman.
Wow. All right.
I love you, Joe, if you are listening.
Yeah, I like you. I'm not going to use the other word.
I love the boy.
You're my boy.
It was such a build-up. I was, like, trying to build up to a topic.
Yeah.
And these are my one-word topics.
Uh-oh.
Tornadoes.
Tornado.
A lot of tornadoes been blowing through. Anybody you know been affected by this?
No, because I don't know anybody that lives in bumfuck Alabama.
Not many people down there.
That's true.
Sorry to all the people from bumfuck Alabama.
Is there a place called bumfuck Alabama? That would be pretty.
There's a place called No Name Colorado. I think it's either Colorado or Utah.
This kid just got back.
There is Intercourse, Pennsylvania. That's a good one.
But
yeah, it's on
shockingly, there's
grounds.
Not much
it's
intercourse
amazing.
In Pennsylvania, though.
No.
No one's
it's really weird over there. All right. So. Moving on. All right, Joe. So,
yes.
As you were saying before, when he said not to put you on the spot, tell us the story. If you are down for it, I would love to hear the yarn of what you were on NPR for. I would love to hear it, and I will sit back.
You
want to
hear it because it's
show.
A good story, or just because you sweat NPR and like you're?
No. I actually never listen to NPR at all, and I find like
story,
I find talking like this really annoying.
Because the interview chat with the guy was a lot more fun.
Yeah. So yeah. So what was that like? How did they contact you?
A guy. All right. Here's how it works.
All right, give us a lowdown.
I was telling that story as part of like stand-up, just trying it out at a club downtown, and one of the other comics, he heard me, and he was like, obviously he was there, and he said, I got this like you know podcast show. You want to come through it on my podcast show? I was like, cool. Excuse me. So after the podcast show, he. A week later calls me. He's like, my friend works at NPR. He wants to know if you'll go on This American Life. I was like, yeah, sure.
Sure.
Why not? And it was funny, too, because I never really listened to the show going in.
Yeah.
And the friends of mine that have were always like, oh, I love that show. Like, it always makes me cry. I'm just like, what did I just get myself into? But, yeah. All right, so you want to hear why I went on that show?
Well, Dave does.
You don't.
He doesn't.
I'll take it. You want to go back to your one-word topics.
He loves his one-word topics.
Give me a word.
Palin.
Okay.
This is why we don't pay attention to him too much. You know, like we just—he throws him out, and then we're like, "All right." So you were saying?
I can actually segue that into your story.
All right, rock it on.
Because of people like Sarah Palin, we have. I think my Facebook was tapped. I think all Facebook pages are tapped.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Where Facebook claims that they are not.
They did claim that, right? They didn't claim that they put anything
correct.
In or
yes.
But a lot of people still like don't know what we're talking about.
I had a bad day at the Apple Store.
Bad day. Bad at the
day. Rough
store.
Day. They were not polite.
I noticed you still don't have an iPhone.
No, and not because I don't want one.
They're like, never polite there, though.
They've gotten polite. If you got to learn how to maneuver them.
Well,
that's why
I
loved the South Park. That kind of just made fun of them and ripped on them. Like, if you maneuver the Apple Store right, like I've been getting everything I've wanted since.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like I.
By threatening.
No. Yeah. In fact, the last time, like I had an issue with my computer, and like they switched it out, gave me a new one, and stuff. And I made a joke. I was like, man, you guys are so much more helpful than last time. And they were like, what happened last time? I was like, I was the guy on NPR. They all laughed. Oh, yeah. Like, obviously, if anybody listens to NPR, it's the people that work at the Apple Store.
Yeah, totally.
Let's just call a spade a spade. Not to be racist.
So there's only two people here who really know what happened.
Yeah.
So can you tell us what happened?
I'm trying. He keeps interjecting. Like, how do you feel about the Apple Store? You don't have an iPhone anymore.
He doesn't listen. That's his problem.
He's one of those people that listens for his turn to talk.
How about 3, 2, 1, he tells the story. 3, 2, 1. Go.
Mr. Joe LaPari.
Goes into the Apple Store. So I had a bad day at the Apple Store, and I go home, I smoke a little reefer, and I put on the Fight Club, which is a movie I very much enjoy. It was on HBO, as usual.
The HBO.
Always, I was going to say their slogan and try and whore it out, but what's HBO's slogan?
It's not TV, it's HBO.
It's not TV, it's HBO.
There you go.
That's right, because it isn't TV, it's motherfucking HBO. And they've got Fight Club on, and I'm watching it. And so I change my Facebook status as it's being said, and I paraphrase it to say, what is it, Joe LaPari would really love an Armalite AR... 15 gas-powered semi-automatic weapons that can pump round after round and then smug, fruity little concierge at the Apple Store. This may be someone you've known for years, someone very, very close to you.
Did you hesitate in writing that? Or
no, I just did it. I don't know. Somebody even commented, like, you better be careful. I was like, really? And then the next person was like, haha, Fight Club. Like, I probably had like 15, 20 like comments. Like, so,
sure.
Like, Fight Club. Like, it was pretty obvious. Like, right. Anybody that's seen the movie.
That's hilarious.
So, like, within 90 minutes, I get like a shave and a haircut. 2 bits, knock on my door.
And you're all baked.
And I'm stoned. And I'm like, oh, that's a pleasant knock. And then I swing the door open. It's guys in bulletproof vests and automatic weapons.
Definitely.
And their badges out. And I was just, can I help you?
That's me.
We're looking for Joe LaPari.
You're like, this is some good weed. Sorry, that's my only interjection.
I am Joe LaPari. You seem pretty nervous. Like, not every day a guy's a machine gun shove at my door. You know, what can I do for you? And so they tell me that they're there because of suspected terrorism. And they search my house
and
looking
for
explosives. I had no idea what was happening. They're like, did you make any threatening phone calls today? I'm like, no. I my phone's broken. I'm kind of upset about it.
The whole reason.
Like, you didn't call anybody today. It's like, no, actually, like, I missed a day of work. Like, it was, like, I didn't know where it could be. Like, my phone doesn't work. You can look, here, I give it to them. They're like, well, you know, so the guy goes and calls, like, you're sure in the right place? Like, he said he hasn't called anybody. And he comes in the other room and he's like, do you know what an Armalite AR? I was like, is that really why you're here?
So that's what I clicked.
Yeah, like, I knew I just put it on Facebook. Like, I'm not retarded. So I was like, guys, it's from a movie. It's on in the other room. I can rewind it if you like. It just ended, you know. it was a good day.
So
I got brought downtown. I got questioned for hours and by several people. Some with nicer suits than others.
So did anybody play the good guy, bad guy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. The guy got me a cup of coffee. When the guy spotted weed in my place, when they searched the place, obviously, I didn't have a lot, but, you know, I had some. Like, oh, are you a big fan of the reefer? And like, hey, I don't know. I go through phases. I had a rough day. Phone doesn't work.
Phone's busted.
Yeah.
Kind of the way you're, reason you're here.
Yeah. And they're tracking my every move. And that's another thing, because I had just moved. I was in Astoria. I was right down the street when this happened. And I had just moved, and no one knew my address yet. So how they knew where to go is beyond me.
So how did they figure out? Yes. Was it on your Facebook?
What?
That your address?
No. Who puts their address on Facebook?
Yeah, it's stupid, obviously.
They just showed up. They probably called somebody. They were like, who's...
There's no question.
So was
there's
it... No question. Do you think somebody saw your Facebook status? Yeah. Or?
No question.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Somebody flagged his status and, you know... Right. So end result, wow. They take you downtown. They do all this shit. But I read online and listened to American Life and all that other shit you're supposed to do before somebody comes to your radio show.
Okay, good.
And you were in court for 6 months and you
yeah,
fought something?
Yeah, almost a year. It was like 10 months.
Ten months?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you still in courts at all?
No.
You're done?
Yeah. I got an adjournment on grounds of ACD. Adjournment on account of dismissal, something like that? I don't know.
Interesting. So nothing
happens.
Which means
if I stay out of trouble, it goes away.
So let's talk about the legal fees. Can you talk about that? How much?
No, I had a public defender.
Oh, nice. And he rocked it. He's like, listen, this is
pretty...
Well,
the first public defender I talked to, I was like, we can't do this.
No.
You're going to have to get me another one. Like, what was wrong with this? This isn't going to work out.
He was the other lawyer from My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah, it was, yeah, it was like...
The plan!
They're like... I don't know if I'm going to be able to get rid of those weapons charges. It's like, weapons charges? There were no weapons. They're like, can you prove it? There were no... I was like, how can I prove?
I live in Astoria. I don't have weapons.
Yeah, like, that was like, is there another public defender I can speak to? Is there somebody else? So I got this other guy, Glick, Josh Glick. He was awesome.
Josh Glick.
It was Jiminy, but you know.
Jiminy Glick changed it to Josh. Well, we should get him as the Dave and Giggles official lawyer.
We should.
Well, the public defender. In Astoria.
It's true.
He's
good guy.
He's the public defender.
Josh Glick. Sounds good.
So on the way out, the marshals or whatever who got you, did they handcuff you?
Mm-mm.
No.
That's nice.
They just escorted you out.
I played the whole army game. You know, I was like, guys, like, you know, they found all my, like, I have plaques hanging.
Military stuff?
Yeah, like. Awards and whatnot.
You're like a prime suspect.
In the military. Yeah, exactly. Expert marksman.
Shit, this guy's gonna kill somebody. I didn't want to say anybody's name.
Thank God there are no clock towers in Astoria. But
well, yeah. It's true. The highest building is here. The fucking three stories.
Three stories.
Mine was four, so I was a little higher. House.
Well, I was worried that you were coming here. I was like, man, maybe the feds are going to follow this guy. You know, we said on Facebook, we said Joe Lapari. You know, I'm sure somebody's watching right now.
Yeah,
hopefully somebody's listening
to this, though.
Yeah,
well,
then you have
a listener. Thank you.
That's true. It's a good thing. That's why we said Joe Lapari. And that brings me to my thing, freedom of speech. I think people are a little bit afraid nowadays. Like, people are all like, oh, just because you can say something doesn't mean you should. But even though people take everything a little bit way too seriously.
That's my right. That's my right.
Yeah. It's your right to.
And it's your right.
Freedom of speech is your right. Sorry, I didn't mean to kick you.
And it's all good.
Guy's playing footsies over here.
And it's everybody's right to change the station. I mean, that's exercising your First Amendment.
You just have
right.
to know some of the things you say may make you a suspect.
May get you arrested.
Like,
if you could go back, would you have not done it?
I don't know. Like, it wasn't that big a deal. Like, it was fun.
It was, yeah, it came out with a good story,
had
right?
A good time, you know?
So when I also heard in the thing that you pled not guilty, took no plea deals.
Nice work.
Did that freak you out at all? Like, I would probably be like, all right, I'll just take a plea deal. Just get me out of this mess.
Because of how they talk to you when they do the plea deal, trying to be a nice guy. Well, no, they try to like. You sure you want to take this to trial? You know, maximum penalty is this. It's like, I've done nothing wrong. Like, I don't care. Like, I understand the difference between guilty and not guilty. Like, I know that there's two, and I know which one I am on. Like, no. I will not do community service.
What was the maximum?
I won't pay a dollar. Well, it depends. It depends on, like, you know, if I was found guilty on terroristic threats, like, I could have done time.
You could have gone to Gitmo. Yeah. There's still dudes in Gitmo, like, 8 years,
yeah.
You know? I mean, shit.
Close that.
Huh?
See, that was the charge?
It's one of them.
What? You got a few of them.
I had several, yeah. I don't remember them.
What were they, when they were like, wow. Well, you could go, you could get maximum penalty of this.
See, the guys at FBR did their homework. They looked on my Facebook page and went back a year.
All the way back.
like just going older posts, older posts, older posts.
Found it all.
And I put in a lot of dumb shit on Facebook. I was like, that's like a day of work.
Yeah. They got PAs. We don't.
Yeah. You know, true. Like
interns.
We just got jobs of your own.
We have Jailhouse Joe
and deadbeat producers.
Either moves in or editing.
Well, if you got a question for anybody, Joe or anybody, 646-915-9228.
And we want to tell you, when you call in,
yeah,
turn your computer down because there's a bit of an echo.
They should know this by now.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to just, you know.
You might have a new listener.
It's true.
646-915-9228.
Say it again. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's your show. 646. Sorry, I'm just kidding.
Jesus,
just trying to find
it.
We should
have condescended.
I know it was. It was very condescending.
That's the bit we do.
He's
I do want
like
to do.
This racist prick.
He is. He kind of is.
646-915.
Radio show.
Like, there, he does it again. He does it again.
Alley.
All right. Arm wrestling. Giggles and Joe Lipari.
I don't arm wrestle.
He doesn't arm wrestle?
He doesn't arm wrestle. He hurt his knee.
I'll fight you to the death.
But he won't arm wrestle.
Well, maybe I'll arm wrestle Ryan.
646.
You really want to.
I don't have arms.
Give out the number one more time before we freak out here.
Your board op doesn't have arms?
No, they're just really small.
Oddly enough,
spend loads.
There are. I didn't know. I only saw your head every time you leaned in. So when you were
well,
like,
yeah, they shoved me in the
arms.
Fucking corner for that show.
Holy down shit! Here.
This giggles yeah. is problem.
They got us some handicapped guy working for the races.
No arm guy working the board. He does. He pushes it with his nose.
I'm pecking it like a chicken, baby.
Joe got me into. If I get raped, Joe, this is on you.
It is.
So what comes after 646?
915. 9228.
Oh,
there it is.
Okay.
There it is.
I thought about not letting you finish.
No, good. He's sure good.
What else you got over there? You're one where.
Am I the only one with topics?
Well, no. I mean, you like to.
Oh, this is big.
I know.
This
look
is big. This is really, really big. If you don't know, Dave and Scrap had a haircut challenge. It was like a man.
This is really big.
It was like a gay off. They were seeing who could get the longest hair, racist and homophobic. Don't get it wrong.
He's from Florida.
It's true. Big black guy in a dually truck.
So what do you hate more, like different races or different sexual preferences?
Like gay black dudes.
Black dudes.
The worst. Takes the cake for you. You know who entertains me the most? Gay Asians.
This is true. No,
they are the most exciting.
Asian dudes with English accents, I think, is pretty funny.
I don't think I've ever seen one of those.
You wait. Wait.
Do you have one coming
here? You just have one in the back room you're going to surprise him with?
I have a gay Asian midget.
With an English accent. All right.
Gays and
which leads me to
go ahead.
The haircut off.
The haircut off.
Dave and Scrap went on this competition to see who could not cut their hair the longest. Dave succumbed and cut his hair. He
cut
was shoulder
hair.
Length. Shoulder length hair.
It was long hair.
For the listeners at home, it reminds me of Gretel from Hansel and Gretel.
It would be Hansel.
It's like a bob. It's like
a little bob.
It's below
you know,
ears. It's below
it's, ears. It's still long. I told her I wanted short hair. I
it's
wanted
still
short
gay.
Hair. You know who referred me to there? The hairdresser?
I'm sure. Scrap
Jailhouse Joe.
Really?
Yep. Best hairdresser. So there goes
he doesn't have any hair.
I know. He's got weird hair thing happening.
How are you taking hair advice?
from
why did you just call him Gretel? Why not
I know.
Hansel?
That's what I said. Because he doesn't know the difference. He doesn't know the difference.
Gretel loves her strudel.
But he looks like a short, fat German
little
girl.
Bob.
It's a little, you got a little bob.
Well, didn't Hansel kind of have the same haircut?
They both had
the
same haircut.
They both did.
I think that was the idea, that you couldn't really tell them apart.
Well,
it's
he's
true.
Racist.
You
know,
and it's racist.
He hates all races.
He hates races and sexes.
and the Dutch.
The Dutch.
Nazis.
But not the cat.
I think they were German. Hansel and Gretel.
They were German.
Oh, yeah.
They
hated
German.
Jews.
They hated them. All of them. Every single one of them.
No, he talks about the prequel to Hansel and Gretel.
What was the prequel to Hansel and Gretel, Joe?
They grew up on a concentration camp. Their father was one of Hitler's right-hand Nazis.
And they had a couple of Jew slaves. Is that what
exactly? They were just really mean to their
hated them.
To the Jew. They were like, "Lutzen Scheisen Jew bag."
And then one day, one of the Jews was like, "Listen, I know there's some candy down that road there. Just go ahead, just check it out." Then they get lost.
This is the most hate-filled.
It's a good.
It is
hate-filled. Speaking of Hansel and Gretel, my next door crazy old neighbor has been throwing bread over on my patio.
You've been talking about this for some weeks
to get
now.
Birds to shit on my patio, and I'm pissed off.
Are you sure it's birds to shit on your patio?
Why
would
she
throw bread on somebody else's yard?
Well, she's probably got leftover bread. She's going bad, so she gives it to the birds.
I don't think her goal is to get the birds to shit on your patio.
You just think everyone's out to get you.
Yeah, but wait, why would she be giving to the birds that are on his patio? Why not her patio?
She doesn't have a patio.
She doesn't want bird shit on her patio.
Does she have a patio? Oh, you're talking about next door neighbor.
Not upstairs. No. Why would you want to like have somebody shit on the?
So then just pick them up and throw them back over.
Do I got to do everything around here?
What you should do is throw bread with like pieces of X-Lax in it on her patio.
So that's she picks good. It up and just shits everywhere?
Yeah, because she's eating leftover bread.
No, because the birds eat it and they explode.
Is that what happens?
Is that true?
Straight up?
That's a myth.
I think that's an urban legend.
Have you tested that?
Huh?
I'd like to test it.
Well, yeah, I was a bastard kid.
No. What's the biggest animal you've ever killed, Joe?
Huh?
What's the biggest animal you've ever killed?
It's a good question.
He was in the military. Let's not ask that.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
There might be a whole other story here.
So man the animal?
This is guy, David.
Yeah.
He had this fucking gay-ass radio show.
He did. And his co-host was named as Giggles.
Jailhouse Joe gets me down here. To some hate speech mentor hour.
It's true.
Adolf and Giggles.
Yeah, you can't go wrong, really.
I'll say
what, buddy?
A bird. I killed a bird once.
You the killed a snake, too.
I killed a snake.
With a shovel.
I killed a rattlesnake.
Yeah. Felt good, right?
Killed a goldfish.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. No, I was terrified. I saw a snake and I had a gun and I killed it.
Survival in demand.
Yeah.
Were you out like hunting?
It was an army thing. No. We were out like in the woods training. And I saw it in like, I think I was in Texas. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Where were rattlesnakes in
somewhere indigenous. Down south, yeah. Arizona.
It was hot.
Damn hot.
And I just went pat. And
did they authorize you to shoot?
I got screamed at. Yeah, I got a lot of
time. You're letting the enemy know where you are, right?
Yeah. Well, it's not about letting the enemy. It's just like we were on a training mission. Like,
was it part of the mission?
When they're not supposed to. Like, hopefully they're not shooting somebody.
Yeah. Good point.
Friendly fire.
Shots fired. Shots fired. Everybody okay?
What?
Yeah, it's a rattlesnake.
It's a rattlesnake, motherfucker.
Everybody down.
I'm from Jersey. I never seen that.
Yeah, I freaked out. I was the worst that went like sleeping in tents and shit because every noise freaked me out. Like. I'm from like an urban area.
That's they sent you down
I'm
to Texas.
From, if a quiet noise approaches you from behind, like you might be getting stabbed, raped, shot.
Yeah, that's about right for Jersey.
Or dry humped by a Guido.
Soft touch.
Dry humped by a Guido.
Damn,
it's a good album cover.
This guy's on fire.
What was the what were kind of the training they made you do? Like, did they do like war games and stuff?
Oh, yeah. We did lots of fun stuff.
That's pretty cool. Do you like paintball and stuff, or do they like...
paintball. We used to get this, like, little thing that... It was like almost like a laser tag, where you wear a harness and you attach, like, a little box to the front of your gun, like, to the muzzle, and you shoot blanks.
Ah,
okay. The heat from the blank would send out a laser, and it would hit the harness. And if your harness got hit, you would flatline. You would hear, meep.
Oh, nice.
And you die. So we did lots of fun shit.
Did you ever friendly fire anybody down?
No.
Did you ever flatline anyone?
I'm not into friendly fire, man.
Flatline anyone? Did you like ever get like in the war games?
No, you mean like in like
during
an
the
enemy,
games?
Like,
yeah, the enemy.
Oh yeah.
Did you ever lay anyone out, or did you get laid out?
What, like fighting? Like what happened?
Yeah, just happened? Like no, when I, they shot. Did they hit you? Did you go down?
A few times, sure.
Yeah.
I'm not invincible. I'm not Superman.
No, you're not.
I knew this a lot. Even Superman wearing laser tag, it would beep.
So there is friendly fire. In the war games they play.
I don't know.
I mean, like, it's not like Contra
out there.
You can't
do ballistics.
Yeah.
Like, there's no.
No, that'd be terrible.
Yeah, I have no idea. You guys are all on the friendly fire here. Like, I don't think everyone in the military wants to kill each other.
I think so.
I feel like there are guys that obviously like.
Like the meatheads from Jersey.
Hopefully not. That was me. I think I was most people's friends, except for like the NCOs didn't like me. Like the guys in between me and the much higher ups didn't care for me.
NCO naval commanding officers,
huh?
Or commanding officer?
Non-commissioned officers.
So middle management.
Basically.
Yeah.
Story of my life.
If we have any military personnel who'd like to share their training stories, you can reach us at 646-915-925. 928
There you go.
It's the most professional radio raping.
It's true. Nobody interrupted that guy. Everybody listens to the board.
That was style, man. NPR like a, voice. You know, he commanded my attention. You not so much.
We're gonna fight.
You're racist.
He is homophobe.
Racist. Covered a lot of ground here so far. How far down your list are we?
We got a. I was going to talk about Dave's tardiness, but that'll only take 5 seconds.
Well, let's talk about you're not sending the CDs to people who want CDs.
We got two people that we need to send CDs to. Katie,
like,
and Max.
I get emails constantly. Like, where's my CD? Where's my CD that I won?
All right, we'll give it to
him. Do I get a CD?
You want a CD?
You want a CD?
Maybe.
It's on.
Yeah, we'll give you a CD.
We have an 8-track.
Give you a CD.
Yes.
I'll kick that out for you.
I still have 8-track in my parents' basement. It's great.
But no 8-tracks to play with.
I have a couple 8-tracks. Yeah. I have a bunch of old records, too. I'm the guy that goes to Salvation Army. He's like, I can get all this for a dollar? I'll take it. It still has its value.
Well, yeah, for the dollar, sure.
I could probably clean it up, get two.
Probably have a lot of Christmas albums, right? That's what's always really
no,
cheap at Disney.
I got a lot of like Motown, a lot of funk.
Oh, okay.
A lot of random shit like that. Nice. Yeah.
Very nice. You can't go wrong with the old 8-tracks.
You can't, especially if you're looking for funk and soul 8-tracks.
They'll always
like
make their way.
Those are in abundance.
Yeah.
Probably they, Christmas. Because nobody wants Christmas albums are more records. Or CDs. Like
Yeah. Well, I thought you said vinyl.
No. Well,
8-tracks.
I have some vinyl.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I lost track, sorry.
It's cool.
You were right, I was wrong.
Everyone's wrong.
Don't look at me.
Hey, I didn't
Don't look at me. Nobody likes my topics.
I love your topics.
The racism throws me off.
So this week, finally Obama.
Yeah.
Put out his
birth.
Put out his birth. I think, like,
you think it's forged?
I think it's stupid. I think, well, I wouldn't even put it. If I were him,
like, who cares?
Who cares?
Like, who are you listening to? Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Be like, I'm the president, bitch.
Like, anybody cares about a teabagger? Like,
I know.
They named themselves. After having your nuts dipped onto your face.
It is ridiculous.
Who thought of that? It's like, let's call ourselves the teabaggers. Because we love having our government's nuts dipped in our face. Like, are they tired of being teabagged by Obama? Like, what made them say? Like,
maybe that's it.
I want to be a fly on the wall for this meeting. This teabagger. I love meetings like that. Like, I would have liked to have been in, like, the room when the guys in the NBA got together. Like, look, if we're going to let all the black guys play, we have to make the shorts longer. These shorts aren't going to cut it anymore.
Pretty good.
That was a good one.
Always got to go to the blacks, though. You know, like.
It was for him.
It was. It made him laugh.
No, I think, you know, I think this is important.
Well,
we need to be talking.
I think that's a racist joke. I think
No, not at all. I'm just saying going to the blacks.
No, it's okay. Listen, I have no problem with black people. I don't. Black people,
we'll get one on the show. We'll really show down on it.
We should.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Looking good.
What do you got over there?
Don't look at me.
But I think the one thing that it did for Donald Trump, I think it really backlashed on Donald Trump. I think it was like, he was like, pressure. Then he was like, fine, just take it. And then Donald Trump got getting all this heat now.
I think,
like,
people do that
asshole.
Just for media. They're just people.
Media,
the stupider you act, the more press you'll get.
Exactly.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And speaking of stupid, those freaking stupid hats that you saw at the royal wedding. You saw those stupid freaking
on the papers,
the water pictures on people's faces.
Yeah. But they made the headlines.
They were on
so,
the front page of the
There you
post.
Go.
The
but
they
it's like mission solved.
People love idiots.
It's true. The number one rated show on television is Jersey Shore.
It's
like,
true.
It is the highest rated show like ever for
it's
MTV.
Your hometown.
Well, it actually it is kind
of. How far away from Jersey Shore are you? From
I grew up like my parents inherited my uncle's house. I always grew up
on the shore.
Yeah.
Like, was it like we growing up around all the slick backs, all the
I was one. I went through a Guido phase.
Did you?
I was Guido light though. You know, like,
was that right before the military?
I had sleeveless shirts. So it was after the military. Post military.
So here's a question for you, Dave. You call this guy a slick back.
Yeah.
If we had a black dude, would you call him the N-word? Because you just threw that word out
slick
there
back?
Like it was nothing. You're
so
like,
oh, yeah,
a slick back?
I haphazardly use the word Guido, so I kinda bring it on myself.
It's true.
Hold on, what's this I don't know.
Just slick back hair. Just greased up, slick back hair.
So anybody can be a slick
back. I'm not
back
saying like a wet back. That's like completely different. Jesus.
Yeah. That's racist.
Ooh.
That was really
that one
racist.
Is.
Yeah, you went ahead and dropped it.
Yeah.
You dropped it out.
Well, not like I am saying it. Why is this the racist show ever?
Joe,
you're really bringing it out of us. Really not like this.
I guess the one that did drop the word.
Oh, that guy. Oh,
who was that?
I won't say who he is.
I don't remember
who was that.
Trotta.
Oh, David from Jersey. Yeah. From Jersey.
He was from Jersey, too. He dropped the N-bomb.
He dropped the N-bomb, like, so easily.
But it was in a more educational way. He said it came from Negros, and then he just dropped it after that. I'm not even going to say it, because I'm sure when I'm running for school board superintendent.
Here's my thing. Yeah. I don't say the N-word anymore.
Me either.
You think it's more racist to say the N-word?
I think it's the same damn thing.
It's the same connotation.
I always just say, like, Nigerian. Ninjas.
In Atlanta, everybody calls.
Where are my ninjas
calls
at?
Them straws.
Straws?
Yeah.
So does
if you're in a restaurant and you go in and be like, "Can I get a straw?" Everything you drink, let me get a straw. That's why that's in South of Mason Dixon, man. It's like
the straw.
Yeah, dude. I was down the corner and I was just hanging out. A couple of straws came up and asked me for a cigarette, a couple of bucks.
So it's a slur. Like, so if you called a black guy a straw, would he be upset?
No, it's
well,
code.
I mean, it's like anything he gets upset.
Did I don't
you ever
know.
Say the phrase "you people" anywhere in
the year? Yeah. No, go ahead.
No.
I said that once in high school. I had a black friend. And I was
you
like,
people.
No, I was like,
them.
Does your people your people's hair grow weirder or something like that? And he's like,
well,
what
that's
you people?
Moderately racist. That, yeah, well, like, yeah. I just meant, like, just saying you people. Like, what's with you people? Like, the people
grouping
who disagree
them.
With me. Yeah. Not, like, the people who are...
You people.
Black.
So racist.
I know, it's a racist show. What other racist topics can we get into here?
I love this. All right.
I heard somebody call them Canadians. They're like, Canadians. Oh, there's a bunch of Canadians. And then...
just call them our brother or our neighbor to the north. What do they hate?
I think people hate everything.
The northern
people
state.
That... Hate
little brother of America.
Is Porch Monkey racist?
Yes.
See, I don't think that it is.
It's up there with Spear Chucker.
Well, I feel like Porch Monkey is anyone just like sits on a porch a lot.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I don't think that really has.
Like when I was in college, I was a porch monkey. Like all I did was sit on the porch, drinking whatever I had, whatever I could afford.
The
I
one
totally
summer
agree
I had
you.
A porch, I was a porch monkey.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. But there is a connotation there that is a throwback.
I don't why.
Yeah, white people
like,
sit
I
on porches.
Understand, like. Spear chugger.
Bartles and James were porch monkeys. Their entire ad campaign was based around it.
So true.
I think if you tell a white person you're
Bartles
such a porch monkey.
We're porch monkeys. Their whole ad campaign was around
it. Bartles and James for the porch monkey. For when you just want to be a porch monkey.
We're talking about,
Bartles and James.
About the most, I mean, insensitive shit ever. So you know what? My wife has a belief, and I agree with her.
Let's hear it.
Have you ever seen Asian people with sunglasses on? They look like they're from the future.
We're really going all around the world.
I was
going
to say assassins. Not future.
They do, dude. They have come back to populate.
Bring him down a little bit.
Bring me
down. No, not Christos. You. Christos.
No, I'm booming.
You're booming. Sound good, though.
Get up in there. How do we sound? Can we get somebody to text in and say how we sound?
I'm wearing these headphones because I'm not getting any sound
out. Are you sure they're not coming in your other ear?
Are we even broadcasted?
Check one. Yeah, you sound good over there. Yeah, the other ear.
So if there's a caller, am I supposed to say something to you guys?
You're supposed to give us the signal if there's a caller.
We've lost a lot of calls then.
What?
No, I'm kidding. Just kidding.
Take a call.
It's cool. Coming in.
I want to talk to some strangers.
Yeah.
646-915-9228.
Call
him. We'll give you a free John Olthoff CD. I got one.
Do you have anything to play off of it right now?
I can. Give me a minute.
All right.
I'll play.
Take your time, buddy. Take your time.
And actually, to any callers that are going to call in the next, say, 5 to 10 minutes, we will give you our own profile of who we think you are merely on your name.
It's true.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I will
this
also,
is the
ratio.
Background may be.
I will that, also that'd allow them to send you suggestive photos of myself.
Okay. Okay.
Suggestive, not a photo of my penis.
Of his unit.
Well, Brett Favre, this thing.
I love that. Like as soon as Brett Favre gets traded in New Jersey, he just like tries to fit right in.
He really did. He really did. He's like, look at that.
Oh,
trailer.
That's what
she's
we
hot.
Do around here. We just take pictures of our dicks and
send it around. I'm just gonna call this bitch all day long too.
I'm gonna leave like weird voicemails. I'm from New Jersey.
From Jersey.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Hey, you wanna
I'm
fuck?
Here. Sitting here naked. Come over.
I'm thinking of your tits.
It's so Jersey.
Call me back.
It's so Jersey.
It's so Jersey.
Man.
Man.
Leave that message.
Man.
Man.
All right, what other topics do I have? Sierra Nevada.
We're drinking it right now.
We're drinking it right now, and we want them to let
Speaking of racists,
you're sweating your ass off over there, buddy.
I'm getting excited. I'm really excited about the show. I think it's our best one ever.
Always
but Sierra Nevada, they're the official beer of Dave and Giggles.
Official beer of Dave and Giggles.
Right now.
Except that Joe's drinking Stella.
Until we bring in Pelletier's Kelso beer and crush it all.
Kelso beer.
Kelso from Brooklyn.
Oh, that's the one that they have over at that hipster bar, Sweet Afton.
Yeah.
You would love that.
Kelly Taylor, good dude. You'd love to come on the show.
Yeah, let's get him on.
Good brewer. He brews everything in Brooklyn, actually.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Produce that. Christos, as a producer, we want you to produce that.
That'd be a fun night.
On air.
Yeah, let's do it.
He'll bring growlers, and we won't be talking by the end of the
show. Yeah, nice. We'll get some growlers going. I love it.
On air production
means.
Do it before I get
it. We've done a power hour before.
Yeah, but I always wanted to do a power hour.
It was a different power hour. So there was three of us that day.
Did you talk about your feelings once every minute?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. But
my turn.
Giggles here did beer. So he did an ounce and a half of beer. Our other producer at the time did an ounce and a half of coffee every minute, just for the hell of it.
So he can shit himself?
Exactly. The kid was going crazy.
Coffee
and then
makes you poo.
And then I did an ounce and a half a minute of milk.
Whoa.
Oh, God, it was awful.
But it was lactate.
It was 1. It was 1%.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you vomit?
No, but it was close. It was close.
We went to my ex-girlfriend's place.
We were like
afterwards.
Drunk off our ass. I was drunk off
of milk.
I was drunk off of milk. It was really bizarre. That it was a really good show though. It was insane because you had Jason, who was our producer at the time, so high on coffee, and he was just like, "What the fuck is going on here? I don't understand." He was just so insane. Yeah, it's cool. Music is playing.
Music
is playing.
It's cool. I feel my toes, dude. It's letting music play.
It's cool.
It's me. I'm playing it.
All right, let me hear this music that we're going to give away.
The fuck is your cat doing?
He's trying to get out.
Up in the window.
Yeah, what the hell?
Oh, he's talking.
He's clearly not a racist, so he's just looking for anywhere else to be.
Yeah, I can't even get out of this place.
The cat is such a porch monkey.
646-915-9228. He's a porch monkey.
This is John Henry Olthoff. He was on our show. Not the most talkative guy.
He was on our show?
John Henry, this guy.
Oh, that guy?
Does he live in Brooklyn?
He lives in Queens.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
wasn't very talkative. I don't know why. That's why he's our ex-producer, Ryan Airy, got this guy on our show, because he didn't talk.
You don't say much. You want to come on radio?
I'm going to say for the record that every time John started to play his music, these two guys got up and walked around the room.
Oh, God, it was awful. It was terrible. I would be honest.
We're going to play some awful music right now.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know why you put that one on.
It's the worst sales pitch ever.
Everybody to listen to this guy's music.
Oh, we're
going to
play his music now. Remember that when the guy came up?
Oh, it was awful.
It was so awful. We couldn't listen to it. So anyway, here's that guy.
Here's that guy. You want a free CD? Call up.
905-9228. Go back to the suggested photos. I think that'll work better.
The dude was a hell of a lot more
fun. Who wants a shitty CD? Call in. 646.
Don't say that. They're going to think we're going to give them like an air supply CD.
That's true.
Well, I just sent him a blank CD.
Or none at all, like we do.
You got to send her that CD this week.
We don't send them.
You've got no job. You can send it.
You shut your mouth. Kate and Megs. We owe them two CDs.
Owe them a CD each.
I'll send them out this week.
All right. Kate and Megs right now.
I don't know Megs.
You can't call out.
We can call out.
Let's do it.
Can we call out?
This is going to really... Just throwing a wrench in the gears.
Throwing the wrench.
All right, fuck it. I didn't mean to make it difficult.
No, that's cool.
Let's call some people. Let's crank call somebody.
I like that. I'm into that.
Ask them if they're into shitty music, and we'll send them a disc.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can dial out
I'll
here.
Do that at the end. All right.
We don't want to name
somebody
out
somebody dial that number, and then I want to crank call them. So you can chime in and follow my lead, like when it.
I love it.
Yeah.
We'll let you take the reins.
I'll start, and then you chime in. This will be fun. Hopefully he answers. This would be great. We'll try a few different people. The game is going to be I'm in jail calling for bail money.
Really, we're supposed to tell them that we're calling them.
Who's calling who?
That we're calling them legally.
Legally. Shh.
But whatever.
Fuck the law.
Fuck the law. Joe breaks it.
There's a way to get around it. Can you turn my headphones up a little?
I don't know which one's yours.
All right.
Uh-oh, Joe. Call fail. That's it. Didn't go through.
Damn it.
Didn't go through, buddy.
One more. My magic hat.
It's cool.
While he's looking for that number.
Turn that down a little bit now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like P. Diddy. Turn me up on my headphones.
Turn me up on my headphones.
Turn me up on my headphones right here.
Let me hear that shit.
This is all I'm going to add to the song. You pay me 50 grand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Diddy was in the news this week. He got a car, cop car.
High-speed escort
to Jersey.
What, through the Holland Tunnel?
Yeah. That was pretty hilarious.
He went to, like, some hood bar.
I ain't going over there unless I get an escort.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
He was supposed to go to the W in Hoboken that night. He was going whoever paid him the most.
That's hilarious. He's such an ass.
Yeah.
Anybody who changes their names 5 or 6 times, I think
is an
ass.
What is he going by right now? What is he going by?
What about
Dirty Money? And you know, and screw him for me knowing. Why do I know that? Dirty Money.
You guys know more about P. Diddy than I've ever known.
Well, you're from Ohio.
I just don't follow.
All right, let's try this one.
All right.
We got a new caller.
As we're waiting here, I had a hero week. Yeah. I had a couple hero moments. The first one was I was on my way to work. And let's dial this number, and then I'll come back to it. Let's see what we get.
Leave him hanging.
Leave him hanging.
Yeah, wait, let him want more. That's how I do it.
Giggling over there. You got no friends, Joe.
No, because this is coming out from the number. No one's going to answer it.
Hello?
Tom.
Hello?
Tom. Tom. Tommy. Thomas.
Tom, are you there?
Tom.
Get him up.
He got up.
Tom.
He got freaked out. He got freaked out.
So am I to believe my mic hasn't been on all night?
No, it's coming out. It's
our no-handed board op.
You had a board op with no arms. I thought it was fishy. I couldn't hear my own voice.
No, you're on.
You lost me again.
You want me to try it again, or what's...
Turn my mic back on, and let's try him again.
You're on.
Now that he sees it twice, he may answer again.
This is a lot more fun than talking about black people.
Well, this is going to get good, because I'm going to tell him I'm in jail and I need bail money and see what happens.
Okay, but before we get him on, what did you do?
I don't know. I figured I was just going to wing it. Like, got into a fight, I feel like, or like I got drunk and in trouble. One of those.
Okay, here we go.
I didn't even do nothing.
A Russian dreidel.
I did nothing. I just this prostitute. Go with the prostitute angle.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Hello?
Tom.
Hello?
Tom. I'm shouting. Tom?
Turn that down.
Tom? Can you hear me a little or not at all?
He should be able to hear you.
Tom? Wait, is it?
Tom, are you there?
Tom?
Tom?
Tom? Tom? All right, so this game is terrible. This has been some good radio. Tom.
I like that we're trying this for the first time.
Can you hear me?
Tom.
We've got a couple calls in now.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay. So
let's take a caller.
Is one of them Tom?
Yeah.
Tom's calling back.
I hope so.
Caller, can you hear me?
Tom, call back.
Yellow caller.
I can hear a bunch of Tom. Who is it?
Yellow.
It's for me. It's for me. I got it. Tom?
Bad for you guys, so I called. No one was calling.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, I think Tom is on the other line.
So, what do I get?
Can you get a shitty CD? Bring
Tom back. She's won.
Tom's on. Tom can hear this.
Yeah, so my gig, my whole game is fucked up.
I really don't want naked pictures of that guy.
I said suggestive, not naked, all right, lady?
We're actually going to hook you up. This is an online dating service. We're going to hook you up with a guy named Tom. Tom, are you there?
Tom, hello. Oh, he hung up. Tell him to call back.
Well, he finally gave up. Now he knows. The jig is up. I can't call a guy that just listened to us be all radio-y and be like, hey, I'm in jail.
Hey,
we're still working that crank call. It didn't fucking pan out.
Hold on.
Is that chick still there? She sounds like mediocre.
She sounds hot. Let's save this chicken shit.
All at once.
That's true. I've been saying that the whole time.
Darling, okay. Tell me your name.
This is an anonymous.
Anonymous? You sound very intelligent, so maybe you aren't that bad looking.
So what's going on? We're going to send you a CD.
I don't want to get hooked up with Tom or anyone.
You sure?
I already have a boyfriend.
You do? What's he like?
He's I bet you he's awesome.
Can you tell us what your name is and we'll guess what your ethnicity is?
Ooh. Very nice. Let's just say my name is Turkish.
Turkish?
Turkish.
So I would say...
I bet you're Turkish. And, like, is that actually your name? Or is that, like, a nickname people call you, like in the movie Snatch?
That's okay.
Turkish, where are you from?
Who I am.
I'm going to go with Turkey.
Are you from Turkey, Turkish?
I'm from Hungary.
Okay, ooh. Originally from Hungary.
She's hungry. She's hungry for Turkey.
I call myself Turkish.
And you call yourself Turkish. I am so confused.
Is that short for something?
Turkish.
Oh my dad's from Germany, and yeah, it's very...
What's your social security number?
Where is...
Where's who?
Joe from, Joe Lipari.
Joe Lipari is Jersey born and bred.
Familiar.
Well, I'm from New Jersey, but I grew up on Uranus.
He is? His last name sounds familiar. I don't know.
Lipari?
Google it.
It sounds like a
you
like
probably
a
listen to NPR.
Like, give me a lemon
if you
Lepari.
Google it, you might wind up on a watch list, though, so be careful.
Be careful.
Got to be careful who you consort with around these days.
Don't have them in studio.
So, Turkish, what are you doing tonight? Why are you calling us? Tell us what's
she
going on.
She feels sorry for us.
She feels sorry for us.
Why am I calling?
Yeah.
well, I have some sushi, and then I watched South Park, and then I wanted to do something.
Sorry, I walked away. This is moderately entertaining.
Something really senseless. Like, didn't have any meaning, so I just...
What, like a five-man?
Dave and giggles and...
What happened?
So you guys came up, and then I heard Joe's voice, and
it sounded, it made you feel funny in the pants.
So you do find Joe sexy. You do, like, you've just admitted you found Joe Lipari sexy.
I think I do. I Googled him, too. That's why I called.
Ooh, she sent pictures.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're getting somewhere.
If you look on my Tumblr, there's a picture of my naked silhouette.
What's that?
If you look at me, if you find me on Tumblr.
Guys, if the five of us are going to do this.
Hey, listen to me first. Listen to me first.
To be the good guy.
Yeah, we're all that guy. Turkish, listen to me here. These guys are giving you a hard time, but I'm on your side. All right? What is it that you find
I
so...
I can't hear them anyway, so I just can't... I only can hear you.
All right, good. That's good.
I don't really care about friends.
Good. All right. What is it that you
she
find
can't
sexy...
can't hear me.
What is it... Yes, she can. What is it that you find so sexy about Joe Lipari?
No.
Don't ask her until she's looked at my Tumblr.
She did.
Did you find my Tumblr?
I like...
Can you spell the word silhouette?
Ears. Very much.
You like his ears? Is that what you just said, his ears?
Yeah.
All right, so apparently Turkish looks for ears.
That's the first thing.
Lucky for me, I
pluck
all the hair out.
Ears.
You got ear hair, huh?
I'm Italian.
Can we not? Don't talk to jump talk to this chick.
Like, from the side, it's out and really manly and masculine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turkish, how old are you?
12.
How old am I?
I just got to know, are you above age?
Pretty young.
Pretty young. So are you underage?
Young chicks love me.
They do.
No, I'm not.
You're not underage.
But almost.
All right, so here's the question. Will you leave your boyfriend for Joe Lipari? Just a little date. He doesn't have to know.
Or just a hand job.
Just...
I like to call hand jobs damage.
I don't know.
Damage. I like it.
Sounds French.
But you like his ears.
What are we doing after this?
What are we doing after this? We're coming over to Turkish's house.
Yeah, I'm coming here. Has to get a damage.
Five of us.
I'm not bringing you guys. This is my damage. Find your own damage.
You said that live.
Huh?
No one knows.
It means dick massage, damage. I can say dick on the air. Right?
Yes, you can say whatever you want.
I can say massage,
you can say that to 12-year-old. Once.
Okay,
what's up,
and
Turkish?
It'd still be PG-13.
Turkish,
no
what,
one heard that.
What'd you say? What did you say?
He doesn't know where I live.
Well, you can text us after.
That's what we're here to find out.
Put it on my Facebook page.
No, I'm not telling anyone where I live. especially on the radio, really?
Can we tell you where we live?
I was scared coming here.
We're going to send a car.
Expert marksman. We're going to send the back alley. We'll leave a light on. It'll be very dark, but it's the tallest building.
It's the tallest building.
Come downstairs.
Go to the basement.
You know what?
What's going on, Turkish?
I can guess what he has on.
All right, that's a good one. All right, let's see. Can we guess?
Well, I did drop clues earlier.
He did. What can you guess that he's wearing?
Army pants on.
He did mention that early in the show. Way to listen. All right, what else?
So she's been here a while.
Come on, should we spin the Ridges and Kelly thing now?
He has black and white shoes.
He does have black and white shoes.
It's Converse. No, it's not Converse.
It's usually Converse. She's seen me before.
She's seen you
before. I'm wearing a limited edition Nikes.
I think she's demolished you before.
Hopefully.
I think she's in the apartment.
Does he have a black t-shirt on?
He does have
a black t-shirt. I always have a black
t-shirt. Are you hiding behind the sofa?
With a pigeon on it?
He does. He is wearing a... Where are you, Turkish?
Holy shit.
There's pictures of me wearing all this stuff on the internet. So hot.
What else is he wearing? One last little clue. Can you tell us what else he's wearing?
Am I or am I not wearing underwear?
He is wearing underwear.
Wrong. Going to commando.
That's why he's got the pants on.
Hey.
Hoodie? Like a black hoodie?
He's not wearing it right now.
Don't tell her so much.
So Stalker, I mean Turkish.
This is creepy.
Have you ever met Joe before?
That information.
Sounds like a maybe.
Sounds like a maybe. If you have ever met him before, would it have been in a bar or would it have been more personal?
Did it start in a bar?
It would have been more personal.
Have you shaken mouth with his penis?
I don't meet people at bars. I can't go into bars. I'm underage.
Oh, Jesus.
I think I know who this is.
It's scary.
No.
We might need to hang
out.
Well,
I think this was a nice talk.
It was a nice talk, Turkish.
I'm kind of freaked out, Turkish.
Hold on, we've got another caller. We've got to let Turkish go for a second.
All right, Turkish. We'll talk to you later.
Turkish.
Really, okay.
We're going to let you go. Tell him
Hit me up about that Dimash, though, on the Facebook or Twitter.
That was
Twitter.com/JoeLaPari.
That was kind of creepy.
She's okay.
Right now, guys.
My world. What do we got? Another chick that follows
me. Tell him to call.
No, he's calling this. He can't call because he can't listen. He doesn't know the number.
So?
But this is Whit.
You text him the number, and then we can...
Is it your house, Joe?
Listen, I'm trying to produce here, guys.
We've got this system set up.
Just relax. All right,
Jesus Christ.
This is Whit. He's calling us from the bathroom at a catering job. That's how much he loves Dave and Giggles because he saw the post and he wanted to call in, so he called my cell phone. Whit, can you hear me?
I can hear you, buddy.
Nice. So you had enough love to call us from a catering gig from the bathroom.
It's either that or the few beers I've been sipping, not that I would ever drink so far.
Dad?
Yeah, we'll go with love. We'll go with love.
All right. So tell us about this catering event and see if you can tell us what's going on.
It's some kind of benefit. I don't know a whole lot about what's going on. It's some kind of a senior benefit.
This is awesome.
All right, that was good. Sorry.
Great.
I can't believe we dropped a chick for that guy.
You were so excited, too. You came out of the bathroom so excited.
He was like, oh, I'm in the bathroom. I'm calling you guys. And so I wanted to put him on.
Tell him to get rid of AT&T and your Verizon.
Every time somebody says that they're excited and they're in the bathroom and they're calling you get that happy about it?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this guy really wants to call in. Is this snack time? Joe LaPari's eating chocolate-covered pretzels.
Now, you know what it is?
Dave's in the bathroom.
I just remembered. I promised a work buddy of mine I'd go to a softball game today. Completely forgot about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I feel like an asshole.
No, you'll be
that happened just now, so I need a moment to text him.
How'd that go in there?
I walk away, and you just talk about what's going on?
So anyway, Joe's eating pretzels. The other guy's taking his shit, and I'm going to make a racist comment. Here we go.
Here we go.
The Dave and Giggles racist hour. I'm your friend, Giggles.
It's so true. All right, so anyway.
So shine a light on who that girl was.
Do you have any idea?
Shine a dimage on her, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
like a good demise.
Don't give the cat those chocolate-covered pretzels, please.
Shit all over the place. Are you going to stink palm the cat? Grab that chocolate-covered castle.
I might choke.
It's cool. It's cool. Choke all you gotta. All right.
Can so I'm gonna chocolate-covered pretzels. They are divine.
Can we have one? At least.
Yeah.
We got about 15 minutes
in the shopping.
Everyone's getting up. It's like eating hour or something. It's
guy with no arms needs a beer.
Everybody needs a little
actually lot like P Funk. If you have ever seen P Funk, they just go off in shifts and return.
And just come back whenever they want.
Way more imbibed than they were when they
Bootsy Collins got some cocaine to do around
yeah,
back.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
We'll have a bass guitar again in a good 35, 40
20
minutes.
We don't need a bass right now.
We got 15 minutes of show left.
15 minutes left of show left.
Let's pull this together.
This week was Hero Week. This is the first thing that happened to me. So on Tuesday, I had to go finish my taxes, and I came back, and I didn't have time. So I had to park over in Williamsburg to take the subway. So I'm driving up, and I'm looking for a parking spot, and there's this old Italian guy. He kind of looks like Mario. And he's standing there, and his hood is open, and he's got jumper cables in his hand. And he's just staring around. He's just looking all around like kind of somebody save me. So I look at him, and I nod at him. And I pull in front of him, and I give him the old jump. And pretty much no words were spoken. He comes back out of the car, takes out his wallet, and starts giving me money. And I'm like, I don't want your money.
The cop?
No. This was some guy who just needed his car jumped. So I was like, I don't need your money. And I walk away. But he said no word. The only word said,
too good
me
for your
jumping.
Money, jerk off.
And I just wanted to do something good for the boy. So that was number one. And now Wednesday.
Who the fuck you think I am?
On my way to work. I'm walking down the road, and there's this Russian guy sitting on the bench. I have my headphones on, and
racist.
Yeah. This Russian guy. What?
So he looks dirty vodka-drinking Russian guy.
He looks
on the
up
bench.
At me, and he whispers, hello, hello. She and I'm like,
potatoes.
All right. I go over to him, like, what's up, buddy? And he's like, can you call 911 for me? I'm having a heart attack. So I call 911. I get them over there. And I'm sitting there, and I'm waiting for them. I'm waiting for the apparently a fire truck pulls up. But they're waiting, and I'm sitting there with this guy who's got a cigarette in his hand. He's like, I'm having a heart attack. And I was like, you should put that out, bro. You should probably put that out. And he was like, no. And he kept apologizing. He's like, I'm so sorry. You are so kind. And I was like, no, it's cool. Just put out the cigarette. And eventually the fire truck comes, and there's this girl in the back, and she's kind of cute. And I'm like, look at this. You get like a hot chick working on you. And he starts giggling and laughing. The fire truck, the head guy comes out.
Does crazy shit happen every time you leave the house?
Pretty much.
That's why you got a radio show.
Fire truck, the fire head fire truck.
It was on the subway and it exploded.
It did. So he comes out and he smacks the cigarette out of his hand. He's like, what the fuck are you thinking? Stop smoking before we help you. And then I'm like, all right, I guess that's my cue. And I took off. And as I was leaving, he's like, thank you. Thank you so much. He's like, you're so kind. So that was my Hero Week.
What do you think it is about you, besides your gay-ass Gretel haircut,
you love
that
haircut.
Attracts people to you as like a hero?
The crazies,
It's the cape.
He's that guy.
The cape. I think it's the crazies. They're attracted to me because I'm always getting these weird, like...
You work late hours.
I do work late hours, but that was like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, that was regular time. Friday night, the same night that I met Jailhouse Joe on the subway, there was this one guy, and he was Middle Eastern, and he was sitting there, and he was yelling at himself. And he was yelling at himself. And yes, we'll take it there, because that's what he was. And he was yelling at himself, and at this point, I'm thinking, this guy, what is he going to do, right? So he starts yelling at himself, and then he starts smacking himself in the head as hard as he could, yelling at himself, and I'm like, this is no good. Somebody should probably do something about this. I didn't do anything about that one.
You didn't do anything?
No.
Before we go,
yeah.
We got a few more minutes. I want to have this
plug. 11 minutes.
11
what
minutes.
What do you got?
We're talking about Joe Lapari's movie, Dream Job.
Dream Job.
Because you started talking about it, and then Dave interrupted you, as he does, when we have a special guest on. So Dream Job.
Got a lot to talk about.
It's a movie with a white dude and a black guy. I've seen this before, but I want to hear about it.
Well, there's more than that.
I know, he's terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah, I gave you the synopsis. What more do you want? You want a Cliff's Notes?
All right, so Joe, who wrote the movie?
I wrote it.
You wrote it?
Yes.
When did you write it? Like recently and then just started to develop
it? Well,
it
was like part
ago?
Of my stand-up for a while, and then I kind of changed it up a little bit, so it was about another guy. And
it's a full feature?
No, it's
short.
I'm thinking about making it a feature. Right now, it's like 40 minutes.
All right.
So
it's got a black dude in it. It's going to be pretty long.
Two black dudes.
40 minutes is a rough time. Like when you get into the distribution.
Well, I like to add a little improv and stuff like that. I'm not worried about distribution. I think I'm going to solo digital distribute and do it myself.
You're going to film festival?
I'm done. I hate middlemen.
I know. We've been down this road before. Middlemen do not get along with you.
No.
No.
So I'm going to do it myself.
No dommages from middlemen.
No.
No dommages.
They just get...
Turkish, though.
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
I love our audio engineer's face.
Peek it out.
He's got
to
peek
I'm
out.
Trying
you know,
see, I'm
like
trying to see the guy. What'd you guys shoot with? A 5D?
We shot with... We had two 5Ds.
The Jailhouse Joe shoot?
Doc style, or was it...
Who, what?
Was it documentary style? Or
No.
Okay, cool.
I don't like too... I mean, some handheld, but not, like, that much.
Cool.
But it's definitely, like, a story about... Cool. This guy, he's been selling off his comic books to pay his rent because he's been out of work, and then he gets a call from what he thinks is George Lucas offering him a job.
So he thinks it's actually George Lucas,
and it's not.
So well, he
shows up.
It might
spoiler
be.
Alert.
It might be. Yeah.
Don't
I know. Worry. I'm just saying. Then he shows up, and all the fun ensues.
Gotta see this movie.
I mean, the point is, even if you have your dream job, like you're still your boss's bitch.
It's true.
Like there's no like, you're always gonna get pennies on the dollar to like help somebody else get wealthier.
Now I wanna know.
All right.
Are we invited to the premiere?
Yes.
No, I mean, seriously, sure, this is recorded. This is on the record.
We got this.
Jailhouse Joe was one of my camera guys.
No, he is.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can...
How did he do?
Good. He did very well. Yeah. I mean, that's why. Jailhouse Joe was in my... He was one of my top choices. Like, the two guys that shot it were my boy Tone and my boy Jailhouse Joe.
I've met Tone before. He's also a good guy.
Yes.
Because you can be honest here. I mean, if you want to say anything bad about Joe at all, right now is your time.
I got nothing bad to say about Jailhouse Joe.
All right, there we go. Perfect.
And the little bit of trouble that he is, I like.
Joe just messaged me. He said, WTF is this shit.
He wasn't even listening.
Jailhouse Joe, call in, mother effer.
Yeah, if we're going to WTF right now.
Yeah.
I thought he was gay camping. What's going on?
Sounds like Jailhouse Joe.
Maybe he's done gay camping.
So, Joe, what would be your dream job?
The point, I don't want to work with anybody. That's
you
the whole
don't
point
want
of my movie.
No management, no middle management especially.
I want to do my own thing. I'm done. I've had too many bad bosses.
All right.
I don't want any more.
So the man, pretty much the government, was one of them.
Damn.
Yes.
And other jobs have you had? Like, what was your worst job?
Yeah, dude, bad bosses in the Army will get you killed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's true.
That is pretty terrible.
I had a good amount of bad bosses there. I had a good amount of bad bosses when I had a little stint working for MTV. That was rough. A little stint for Home Shopping Network, also rough.
Worked for Home Shopping Network.
Uh-huh.
How was that?
It was alright. I shot some of their promos for like Fashion Week, so it was kind of cool to always go to Fashion Week and see naked models.
That was pretty nice.
But the people who like. They're just idiots. The people that you just answer to are like, really?
Yeah.
Like, is this your first dance? What's happening?
It's pretty much. It is awful. I don't understand how people get to where they are.
The people, I worked on The Hills and The City for MTV. They were like the most disorganized groups of people I've ever been around. Finally, I got to the point, I was like I'm not going to work for you unless I have her job. Like, I'll save you a lot of money. And then they never called me again.
Yeah, because
nobody likes to hear that their employees are awful.
No,
up and down that company though, man.
Yeah,
MTV is garbage.
Yeah, they don't pay right.
Good. Well, but even so, they
and their
the
programming
wrong,
sucks.
It's like people that read the wrong books. You know, they just sit there and they follow that along. It's terrible.
Read books.
Yeah,
they don't read books. Well, I mean, I guess they read Snooki's book.
Well,
I am, and it's not awesome.
I liked you a minute ago, Mr. No Arm.
No Arm.
We used to read segments of it on the air.
You used to read segments of it on the air. Well, we fired you as a producer.
Well, I kind of stopped showing up.
And it wasn't because the material is the boner that upset them. The raging hard-on from Snooki's life story.
Speaking of boners, I'll end my section on this.
Sure, do what you got to do, buddy.
Airplanes. Whenever I'm coming down an airplane, for some reason
I get
a huge... You gonna let me finish?
Yeah, go ahead.
Huge.
I thought like that's a little more important, but go ahead.
I did not get felt up. I got the full body scan.
So they have you on file now.
They have my junk at least twice. I've gotten scanned twice.
Yeah.
So get back to your boner on landing.
So every time I'm landing, the descent for some reason huge boner. It comes out of nowhere, And it doesn't go away until, like, half of the plane is left.
Yeah.
And it's one of those, like, oh, I got to get rid of this boner because I'm usually wearing shape.
Nah. What? I like to get a huge boner before I get scanned.
Yeah?
I mean, so I go into the scanner.
You gotta rub it up, make sure you chop up.
So they're give it a good like, rub. All right, well, go ahead and keep it, dude.
Do they give you looks like this guy's like,
this guy's okay?
Got a fucking giant bulge going on with that.
Go look at the nudie magazines. What do you think of the nudie magazines at the airport? Like, what's the deal with that? Is that so you can, like, join the Mile High Club by yourself?
I think maybe. So.
Like, go into the bathroom.
I mean, have you ever seen anyone buy one and, like, read it on a plane?
David Cross has a whole bit about getting on the flight and then keeping it. And reading it on the plane, and this guy's in for a rude awakening.
Almost just as bad. I was the guy sitting in the caddy corner from me on the airplane was watching this Ryan Reynolds movie where he was stuck in a box. Have you knew what I'm talking about?
No.
He was stuck in a box or a coffin. He had lighter.
Yeah, I know that movie. Journey to the Bottom of the Nielsens. Is that what? That
was? So nice.
I watched it. There was no sound, just because I saw what was happening.
Sure.
And it was an hour and a half of Ryan Reynolds stuck with
that
the lighter
one
and
at
cell
a bunch
phone.
Of festivals. Like, that was all the rage at all the festivals.
I kind of remember it.
Yeah. I didn't say it because I... But...
Yeah. It's Ryan Reynolds and he's stuck in one location.
Yeah. Like, I like what Ryan Reynolds when he's like witty and sarcastic and
not
kind
buried.
Of sardonic. Not like buried alive with a lighter and a cell phone. Like, how does a cell phone work? You're buried.
Awesome, buddy.
You're underground.
How many bars are you getting there, Ryan? Yeah.
It doesn't work when I'm at my house on the fifth floor.
Like, 6 feet down. What are you going to do?
Yeah, you know, 6 feet under, you know, the clay. He's buried in Georgia, so it's clay.
Yeah, it's nice and light. No worries. No worries at all.
Terrible.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, when you were a kid, like, where did you usually get most of your boners?
Eighth grade class. Eighth grade was like boner year. Eighth grade was just like boner year.
Absolutely.
Like, anything. I would just look at up girl skirts, anything. They just had the boner, like 75% of eighth grade.
How many skirts did you look up? Like, what? Would you lay on the ground?
Eighth
grade,
though, I would think I was air humping everything.
Yeah.
The bus was a big one.
See, I'm a late bloomer.
That bounce of the bus always got me.
The bounce of the bus?
Bounce of the bus. Two conversations ago.
I once masturbated the Darkwing Duck. I was so hungry.
What?
Horny.
What?
Why did hungry slip out?
See, why Darkwing? Like, I don't understand. Like, maybe DuckTales would understand.
No, I was just bored. That's nice. I like that. So I was just bored.
Was there even a sexy duck on Darkwing Duck?
Their daughter.
Like, hey, music Darkwing again. Is that
niece
duck
or something?
The end of the show song. Well, so were you. All right, so there you go.
So this isn't that bad guy from that we were talking
about?
This
is not the bad guy from what we were talking about.
What is it? I can barely hear.
It's cool.
It's cool.
Ending song. Don't worry about it. It's cool.
Joe.
I like your vote of confidence.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry. It's cool.
It's cool. Don't worry
don't
about it.
Don't rip on our shit.
Don't worry
this
about
is
it.
It's emotional for
listen,
me.
Listen, an hour and a half of good radio, and you didn't get raped.
You
didn't say.
You might get raped after. Thanks for coming in, Joe.
Anytime. I like
good.
It.
I'm glad you had fun.
Anybody that wants to talk to me, I'm willing to talk.
All right. I like it. So are you have any shows coming up? Caroline's or anything? Or, I mean, they're closed. Gotham?
Nope. Well, Caroline's is not closed.
Yeah.
Comics
oh,
is.
Comics closed?
Mm-hmm.
Son of a bitch.
Well, they're effers.
No shows, though, coming up.
Weren't you? But you just did a show on David Giggles.
You did.
I did do David Giggles. I can't promote something that just ended, though.
He makes a solid point.
Check me out on the show you just listened to. All right, guys? Thanks a lot. JoeLipari.com.
There it is.
JoeLipari.com. DavidGiggles.org.
Whatever.
Is it Dave N. Giggles?
Dave N. Giggles.
One word?
One word. .blogspot.com. All right. That was our show.
Tune in next week when we make fun of West Virginia.
What happened? All right, boys and girls.
That's
it. Yeah, that's it.
Good show.
Good show.
Really good show. Thanks, good Joe. We've got a big movie coming out, Dream Job.
Really big show. Yeah.
Ryan Airy just quit his job, and now he's starting a new one.
This one.
This one.
Full-time.
Full-time.
Thanks to Christos, our producer.
I'm all right.
That's Dave.
Yep. We got 10 seconds before the song ends.
All right.
Good night, boys and girls.
Hey,
go home.
Doodly-doo.